go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. And I've got Allison here with me today. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Gina J.
So Alex Rodriguez, He was on Fallon last night talking about his engagement to Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He said he planned this for like 6 months. And then he said he rehearsed it a bunch of times on the beach with his assistant because he wanted to get the sunset perfect.
Now, I want to believe that this is the real thing.
Yep.
But any man with the name A-Rod, it's not a good thing.
He does have a reputation. We do know that.
He does.
Well, maybe it'll
maybe
work.
They've lived and learned, both of them, so I hope
I
so.
I think they're at a good point in their life.
Yeah.
They seem to get along great. I hope this one sticks.
Me too.
And Hustlers, the movie she's going to be in where she's a stripper, she announced it yesterday. It's coming out September 13th.
Wow.
I can't wait to see that. Her body's banging. I love it.
She's just stunning, head to toe.
So Beyonce's Homecoming documentary came out at midnight last night.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to watch this yet?
No.
I haven't yet either. It's on Netflix. I'll watch it, though, because I actually have Netflix now.
Oh, I know, and I don't. But you know what? You are the queen of entertainment.
No, but it took me years.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know everything about entertainment. I'm not a big Beyonce fan, gotta be honest. Yeah.
All right. Well, she did talk about how her pregnancy with the twins was extremely difficult.
Mm.
She said she gained a lot of weight. She was 218 pounds when she gave birth. But then she had to lose a bunch of weight because she was going to do Coachella in like a month. So she was saying, like, she ate, like, oh, my. Everything she was saying, no meat, no dairy, no sugar, no this, no that, no that. I'm like, what did you eat?
She starved.
Yeah,
she drank water.
Did.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe vegetables. I think that's probably
what
she ate. But yeah, that's out on Netflix now for you to watch it. And she did release a live album version too, which a lot of people are excited about. Kelsey Grammer, did you watch Frasier?
I used to love Frasier.
Well, it looks like it's definitely coming back. Yeah, he was seen carrying a script the other day, and it said Frasier on it. He's been working on this, and he wants to bring back the original cast too.
Well, I mean, Will and Grace has come back, right?
Yeah.
Murphy Brown. So maybe this will be good.
Maybe it'll be good. So Wendy Williams, Estranged husband Kevin Hunter is now being accused of sexually assaulting a former musician on his label and moving the guy into his condo and treating him like a boy toy.
Do you think that's why the divorce?
No, it's because he got his mistress pregnant.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm ever surprised.
Yeah. None of this surprises
no.
me anymore.
Wow.
No, be it in Hollywood or here in real life here. Dina Lohan, what a train wreck. She was dating a guy for 5 years that she never met. She met him online. He proposed to her. They broke up on Monday, and now they're back together again. Oh, and one more thing, too. So Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list came out. No surprise, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Spike Lee, Ariana Grande, BTS on it. The list goes on, but I want the one with the cover that has The Rock on it. I'd like to have that one. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.